Recording 1. When purchasing life insurance, there are many important factors to consider. One should buy the policies that give the most protection at the least cost, ensure the right family members, and consider the family's financial needs. It is important to buy the insurance from companies that are financially sound and that are represented by honest, well-trained agents. At various stages in a person's life, different kinds of life insurance are needed for particular situations. Jerry is single and has no dependents. Probably the only life insurance he needs is enough to cover his debts and burial expenses. Insurance can be purchased at a lower rate during the young years, but by buying while young, the premiums are paid in for a longer period of time. In the end, the amount paid for premiums is about the same. A person shouldn't buy insurance protection that really isn't necessary. Suppose that Jerry marries Jeanette, who is a college graduate and is working. Perhaps enough insurance would be needed to cover their debts and burial expenses. Now, Jeanette has quit work, and their first child is on the way. They have purchased a home with a small down payment and a 30-year mortgage. The situation regarding life insurance takes on a different look. There are dependents who need financial protection. How much insurance is needed? As the family increases in size, it is essential to add more insurance on the breadwinner to protect the dependents. When the children are young and depend upon the family for financial needs, families with modest incomes have difficulty providing enough life insurance to protect the mother and the children. Families with modest incomes should insure the breadwinner or breadwinners first. When considering the amount of insurance for the mother with dependent children, substitute child care is a need that should be planned for until the children can care for themselves. The death of a small child would have no effect upon the income of the family. Perhaps a policy to meet funeral expenses would be sufficient for the young child, although most people do not take out insurance on their young children. As the children become financially independent of the family, the emphasis on family financial security will shift from protection to saving for the retirement years. Every family situation is different, but it is important that each family give adequate thought to planning its financial future.
Questions 16 to 18 are based on the recording you have just heard. Question 16. What life insurance should a single person buy, according to the speaker? Question 17. What should people do as their family increases in size? Question 18. When should one change their life insurance?